beyond the shallows. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows have gone over me. Psalm 42 verse 7. A few weeks ago at church prayer, there was a depth that our congregation experienced in the presence of God. I felt like Peter when he began to walk on the water. Peter didn't step onto still waters, he stepped onto raging waters in the middle of a storm. Regardless of how we may judge Peter for getting distracted and looking at his surroundings, he is still the only man who has ever lived, other than Jesus, to have ever walked on water. It's also powerful to note that Jesus didn't ask Peter to walk on water, Peter asked Jesus to bid him come, Matthew 14 verses 22-23. Peter had a longing in his spirit to do the impossible. Trusting God in the unknown. The story of every believer is to trust God in the unknown. A lot of people, myself included, feel safe in shallow waters. Personally, I am not a strong swimmer, and that is the reason why I don't go in water above my head. Naturally, that makes sense, but how do we respond when God asks us to go deeper spiritually? Generally, we like being in control of an outcome. We like knowing what to expect. And, a lot of the time, we would rather take the easy route to a good outcome than a crazy, unpredictable route to an amazing outcome. Generally, I want less drama in my life. God doesn't operate in the realm of comfort. He operates in a realm that is far beyond my capabilities and talents. He operates in the deep places, and there will be times when he will ask us to do something that requires great faith to say yes, but logic will tell us to say, no, it's too risky. But, I want to go to the depths with God, even when it requires me to step out into the unknown. When we allow the undercurrent of his spirit to sweep us away, he will take us places we cannot get to by ourselves. I want to go beyond the shallows. Discover what is under the surface. Most of the known world has been discovered, man has learned how to explore the heights and lengths of the earth. However, it is estimated that only 20% of the ocean has been explored, which means 80% is unknown. Science can only speculate what kind of fish, whales, plant life, and mammals live beneath the ocean surface, and I think that is remarkable. Like the unknown places of the sea, there are deep and secret places of God's Spirit. God's Word is unsearchable and unchanging, yet it changes and transforms every life that grants the Lord's permission. If you desire more of God, there is an unfathomable depth that you can experience. Abide in His presence, go deeper when you study the Bible, and step out of the boat and into the waters of faith today. When you allow the Lord to lead, He will guide and take care of you.